And as Russian aggression in the country mounts, so does the amount of Russia-related fake news and Kremlin propaganda in the digital public space. Bob Kartos from the Czech ELF says the disinformation campaigns on this topic have quickly pushed out the main theme addressed by trolls in the past 2 years, the COVID pandemic. I spoke to him about the fake news out there and what can be done to counter it.
What we can see is a massive shift of the disinformation scene from the COVID to the topic of Ukrainian-Russian crisis on the border. This is absolutely obvious and is understandable because every time in the past when Russia raised its stakes and its interests, disinformation scene in Czech Republic massively supported those interests and the Russian side.
Who are the people putting out the fake news? Are they from this country, abroad? And what channels do trolls use? Social networks, mails?
Yeah, we cannot identify exactly who is behind this disinformation scene. What we can identify is are those channels you're asking about. That means channels like so-called chain emails, social media groups and pages, dominantly Facebook in Czech Republic, and some dozens of disinformation websites specializing to collect and spread disinformation narratives. The function of system is that there are some landing pages on the websites, and after that people use copy and paste and try to spread it via social media or chain emails. Chain emails are channel, or this is a channel which is unique if we compare it, the situation on disinformation in Czech Republic with in other countries. We don't have any evidence about another country where chain emails are so massively used for spreading disinformation.
So basically people help spread it themselves afterwards once it's out there.
Yeah. What we can see is that there is a small amount of people. We can estimate that there are some only hundreds and small thousands of people. They professionally produce and spread the narratives, but there are some tens of thousands of sometimes hundreds of thousands of people. They voluntarily spread this information on their own. But they are not trolls. They are people, we can say, that useful idiots who use those contents and spread it around in their circles.
Who do not recognize it for what it is. Who do these disinformation campaigns primarily target? What people are we talking about? What is the audience here? Who are the mails sent to?
If we are talking about chain emails, we should mention that those people who are addressed with those contents are predominantly the older people, because for them email, this is sometimes the only way how to communicate in the digital space. That means that those contents are very often tailored with its narratives, with its sentiments, to attract the older people. It is not only the problem of Russian invasion into Ukraine. It is also a problem of the local political situation in Czech Republic. What we saw before election, during the pre-election campaign, there were very often contents designed to attract older people and persuade them to vote some political parties or movements, especially the populists.
Do political parties distance themselves from this fake news, or do some abuse it?
Yeah. Some of those try to distance themselves from the disinformation content and spreading disinformation, disinformation itself. But some of them, especially populists, I can mention, for example, SPD, the party of the direct democracy led by Mr. Okamura, they very often use the disinformation content in their political marketing, but not only them. What we saw was misuse or abuse of the immigration regime by the dominant political party, this movement, Ano, the former prime minister, Andrei Babiš.
If we're talking specifically about the Ukrainian crisis, what kind of fake news do they put out about Ukraine and Russia?
This is very simple. This disinformation content is copying Kremlin propaganda. What we can see in the Russian state media or some media or information sources which support Russian interests, and those propaganda contents we can see also on the disinformation scene in Czech Republic. It's like a copy-paste print type.
But is the pro-Russian disinformation campaign stronger in the Eastern Bloc, in the bloc of post-communist countries, than in other states, than in the Western world, for instance?
Yeah, I think so. I think so that in some of the Eastern countries, on Central European countries in Europe, it is indeed much stronger influence of the disinformation scene than in Western countries. We can also compare with the situation when it comes to the COVID, not only with the Russian propaganda. What we saw last 2 years was a relatively massive campaign against state measures in Czech Republic from roughly 30-40% of the population. And if we compare it with the situation, for example, in Denmark or Portugal, this is absolutely different picture, because those countries are not exposed so much to disinformation at first, and at second, those societies are much more resistant against the influence of disinformation.
You say that society in this country is more vulnerable to disinformation campaigns. Do you actually see a shift in attitude as a result?
Yes. So what we can see is synchronizing of disinformation and populist political agenda, as I mentioned before. And we can see that in some topics like immigration or Green Deal, there is a palpable shift of opinion of important part of Czech society. For example, immigration is a theme which is relatively marginalized when it comes to the real impact on the Czech society. But before the last general election, it was one of the major issues which was very, very present in the pre-election campaign. There is visible influence of the disinformation which is leveraged on the political or media level.
You've already partly answered this, but apart from the Russian-Ukrainian crisis, what are the other main topics subject to disinformation campaigns in this country in the past year or two?
Russia is a victim. This is the main narrative, that Russia is a victim of the Western aggression. Russia is legitimized to defense itself. That means that this is act of defense to invade into Ukrainian land, and Ukraine is a puppet in the hands of the Western countries, especially US. Ukrainians are fascists, Ukrainians are terrorists, and Ukraine is a corrupted country which, as we heard from Putin, has no right to be a sovereign country and a sovereign player in the European space.
So the pro-Russian agenda is very strong. Is there anything similar in terms of a pro-Chinese agenda?
Not so far. I think that China used slightly different tactics and strategies. But what we saw during the COVID pandemic, there were some attempts from the Chinese side to also use some disinformation narratives, especially when it comes to the origin of the COVID virus. But we cannot say that China is so much active as Russia in this time.
So some of the big topics in the past year or two of disinformation campaigns have been what, COVID, migration?
COVID, migration, and in Czech Republic some local political issues, especially political contest before the election. What we can see in the near future is shift of some COVID, anti-COVID groups, or some anti-vaxxers to different issues, to the different themes, because with the COVID fading away, they will try to find some new issues, something new, what they can talk about for their audience. And what we can see, what we will see is shift to the European Union, as Czech Republic is heading for the presiding of European Union in the second half of this year.
Should schools devote more time to media literacy in this case?
Yes, I think that this is one of the measures which can have its impact in the long time horizon, but it is a really long shot. For some imminent solution, we need to take another measures like agreement with the platform owners like Facebook or Google, and raising awareness about their social responsibility. At first, the second measure could be better identification of the profiles on the social media or internet itself to know better who is producer of information.
Is this being done? Is there any effort to move in this direction?
Yes, what we can see is an attempt of the European Union to make some agreement with this platform's owners, but also what we can see is how hard is it to make some deal, because there is an obvious case that this algorithmically distributed information is used for the revenues making higher. That means that some changes in algorithmically distributed information can touch revenues, and this is always a problem for business.
Well, you're talking about the European Union, but what about the responsibility of the Czech government? Should it not be doing more to actually address the problem and correct disinformation in the cyberspace?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that the Czech Republic should rely on the integration in EU, because EU is a much stronger player when it comes with in negotiations with those platform owners. But we can also do much more on our own, and this is at first creation of the Stratcom Strategic Communication Center, something like some other countries already have, for example, Finland or United Kingdom or even Slovakia. And we need more push for law enforcement when it comes to the hate speech or some another criminal acts which are very often used in the digital space.
Bob Cartos, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was Bob Cartos, a member of the Czech Elves, a group of Czech volunteers fighting against Russian and other trolls in the digital public space.